Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Good day to you all, it's Oliver on the air until one. How are tricks with you? The shopping's begun, the queues and the malarkey. Best wishes for your credit rating after all of this. Tap out your musings in the usual way. The WhatsApp is open now, 0870 32 32 32. And for your longer letters, you can email oliver@rte.ie. Well, we're into the final week of November now. December is going to be so different. It'll be Christmassy there and, well, it'll be too mild for the time of year and damp. But with lights. Although it turns out November also has lights now because every town and shop and eatery and pub is already decorated and some homes as well. In fact, the RTÉ Christmas tree is up and lit in front of the canteen. That was done on Friday. It's a very beautiful tree as well. A noble fir, a real one. And I heard Christy Kavanagh on Morning Ireland saying he's selling trees all weekend from his tree farm in Wicklow. Who is putting up those trees already? Real ones, where they last? Are they the people who'll be hauling the tree to the recycling centre by the 27th of December, which it'll just be a toothpick by that stage, and going up into the attic with all the lights and cleaning the house because they'll be so sick of Christmas on day two of the 12 days, having had a month of it. That was interesting. A tenner a foot, basically, was his going rate for fresh trees, which sounds very reasonable in this age of everything shooting up. So you get a 6 foot tree for about 60 quid. Many of them exported to England. Irish fir trees grown here going off to England, which I thought was very, very unusual. The GA season flying away there at the weekend when the matches aren't abandoned due to heavy rain. Who would have thought you'd get bad weather and waterlogged pitches in late November, everybody? And sadly, the rugby, it's in its flop era now, really and truly, isn't it? So many cards on Saturday night in the 132 minutes of rugby. Well, at least between the whistles, the rugby was far less time-wise. One report said the referee in the Ireland-South Africa match should be a groupier in Vegas at the blackjack tables with all of the various cards. Some of them rescinded, some upgraded. It was a bit chaotic, wasn't it? You don't know what's going on in rugby the best of times. Now you haven't a clue. No wonder people are wearing radios just to find out what on earth is going on. What on earth is happening to Liverpool? 11th now in the league. And I see Wayne Rooney calling on Arnie Slot to drop Mo Salah. Imagine that, they only get a few months of kind of celebrations. Now it's pure and utter disaster, isn't it? But the watering holes around the country hopefully doing well in any case, because party season is in full flight. November, December, it's all one big long Christmas. It's all guilty pleasure. January, February, that'll just be guilty guilt because that's what'll be selling there. We are free market minions there. Do what you were doing. Where was I? It is still November for another week. We'll keep you right here. Did you attend, by the way, your local area lighting up ceremony? They were happening all around the place, buttons being pressed to switch on the LEDs. In Bray County, Wicklow, a Grinch abseiled down a building. There was the Mermaid Arts Centre. It's quite a spectacular sight. That Grinch attempted to steal Christmas, was dragged away to the sound of much booing from the children. The children love a bit of booing and jeering, very kind of Roman, and arrested by an actual member of An Garda Síochána. And it looked great. There was a big, big crowd in Bray. Their Christmas market this year in Bray, it's in prison. Wicklow Jail, the weekend of the 12th of December. I love that. They should have put a kind of a jail pun there for the Christmas market, to be fair. There was a light up Limerick procession as well, which was not as arson related as it sounds. No, it was an illuminated procession. Thank God for that. Led by Lux Theatre Company. And it lit the way from the Crescent in Limerick to the Potato Market. And it was a good hell of a sight going by the photos. Flames and acrobats and stuff. In that weather, down by the Shannon, I ask you. And these lighting up shows now, they're becoming more and more like Patrick's Day. They're going all out. I mean, the grandeur. Mayo North Tourism invited Garan Noon and Santi to turn on the bulbs in Ballina. That's a kind of an interval. Put on the bulbs of Ballina, the home of Biden. It's the last place still proud of Joe Biden, is the poor man. The home of Joe, Ballina and Horizontal Rain. And the Christmas shopping has thus begun in Ballina. Here is how Garan Noon reported it.
So I'm turning on the Christmas lights today in my hometown, Ballina, County Mayo, the greatest town in Ireland. We leave absolutely no crumbs. I'm turning them on with the one and only Santa himself. Two big men who love biscuits. What an honour to be turning them on. I'm going to take you with me and show you. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. We're just about to arrive where I'm going to meet Santa himself. He's a big fan of Ballina town. He's doing a bit of dancing for himself. Now it's time for the fine people of Ballina and Santa to turn on these lights.
Five!
Hooray! Ballina, two big men who love biscuits and Ballina. There's some good alliteration going on there. I love Karen Noon, that he has the authentic mid-sentence shushing sound from the Mayo people who put S sounds in the middle of sentences for no reason whatsoever. It's kind of a Mayo thing. In Gorey, County Wexford, the big Christmas switch on had 10,000 people packing the street, according to the Chambers of Commerce. And the crowd was so large, it took Santa and Mrs. Claus ages to complete their journey onto the main stage. I mean, it seems to be emphatically underlined that it took a very long time for them to get there. I presume they use their elbows and a bit of shunting, some friendly shoving. Get out of me way! And yesterday, a crowd lined the streets of Roscommon Town in the bleak mid-rain for their Christmas lights ceremony, which was rather lots of fun as well. Kilkenny and Carlow, they're doing it this weekend. They're doing it at the same time, but could you not get to both over the weekends? And what is it all about anyway? The most decent thing you could do in the run-up to the thing is spend your money locally, and you'll also find the best savings locally as well, because you can chat to the person running the shop and they will look after you the rest of the year, not just this time of the year. It's worth mentioning because later on we're going to hear from Kel Gallivan, who's also known as Mrs. Smart Money, and she's going to tell us all how to navigate the various retail enforced kind of calendar bits, the Black Friday week, month, whatever it is now, the Cyber Week, which was Cyber Monday once upon a time, now it's a whole week, and how to stretch those last wages before the end of the year. So if you have home budgeting questions for Mrs. Smart Money, Kel herself, email oliver@rte.ie. That's a good place to go. Also, the text is open as well. We're welcoming them on text, 51551. What else is happening today? I'm going to be chatting to three lads, childhood pals from the north inner city of Dublin, who together make up the original Rude Boys. They burst onto the scene back in 2012, supporting big acts, and then they decided to kind of come back. Well, they came back quietly, released a comeback song, not intending a comeback. They were just doing it for themselves. It was a surprise hit, Big Boys Don't Cry.
We're all brothers finding comfort in each other's tears. So boy, cry, cry, boy, hold your head up high. The shame they raised you with the lie. You don't have to end it all and die. Let it out in a world where everybody hurts. I know we know you feel worse. Just take a minute and breathe first. People asking what's wrong, and I'm afraid to say, cause big boys don't cry. Yeah, we're raised this way.
Oh.
It's a belter of a chorus. There's a great video as well to that. It's very, very moving. So after 9 years out, they're back. They've got sold out gigs coming up and they're making new music. There's some great tales about what they did in the meantime. You know, you leave music, you're only in their 20s, they come back, they've got found their way back, they've families now, different worldviews since their first attempt into the industry there in their 20s now, doing it their own way, I suppose you could say.